Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. We're continuing our discussions with individuals who have launched their business during the pandemic. And with us on our newsmaker line is Mensur Pudic. Mensur is a motivational speaker, a coach. He is a business connection for people all over, actually. He does keynote speeches. He gives classes. He gives direction. He's an accomplished young man who came to this country at age 8, not knowing a word of English. And you'll find that hard to believe as this very exciting and determined young man joins us now in the news hour. Mensur, welcome, and thanks for doing this with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, did I set that up correctly? You came to this country from Bosnia at age 8, not knowing any English. Is that accurate?
That's correct. I came as a child, you know, escaped war as a refugee and landed in Iowa. Iowa happened to be the place that took in refugees and came young and hit the ground running.
Yeah. And what was that experience like? I mean, you were 8 years old, so you have some memory of coming to a foreign country, not being able to speak the language with your family. What was that like?
Gosh, so many emotions just going through me as you asked the question. But, you know, fear, the unknown, different culture, values, beliefs, everything that was different from where I'm from. So there were just a million things kind of going on at the same time.
And what did your parents do when they got here? It's always a question that people have. You know, immigration is such a political thing. We don't do politics on the news hour, but it's such a political thing these days. The fear of people who are different than others. What did your folks do when they got here? What, the business or they got a job? What happened?
Well, so the first thing that happened, we actually got a sponsor that kind of showed us where we were going to live and stuff. And dad worked construction back home in Europe, and it's all he knew how to do. So, you know, having five kids, wow. You know, he told mom and the sponsor, hey, I need to get a job like yesterday. And he got into the construction field and, you know, just built kind of his career there working construction. And mom went into the hotel industry, just either lower end jobs, paying jobs or something that didn't require a lot of skill just because, you know, of their background and not having all the skills to compete in a place like the United States.
Wow. You know, it's always... And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, for saying this, but we are all of us, every single one of us, with the exception of the native individuals who lived here long before the white man settled the United States, we're all immigrants. We all come from someplace else. And to see the rancor going on, it's often troubling. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Mensur Pudic and your business. So what we do is we have reached out to a number of people who have launched their business during the pandemic. Let's talk a little bit about that. That takes a lot of guts, Mensur.
It does. It takes a lot of guts and a lot of planning on my part, but it's not impossible. So,
what drove you to this? Why be a business coach? Why be a speaker? What's the story behind that, Mensur?
So where I come from, the opportunities and motivational speakers, it's just something that's not in the mindset, doesn't exist. And I wanted it to pave the way. And, you know, if you live in Des Moines, Iowa, or you heard there's about 10 to 12,000 Bosnian refugees here that came back in 94 through 97, 99. And I wanted it to make a difference in others' lives. And I just wanted it to pave the way. I was really passionate, used to listen to motivational speakers, and I had a mind that I call it bulletproof. I didn't let people kind of deviate from what I wanted it to achieve in my life. At the same token is I know other people have dreams, desires, and goals, and I wanted it to help them out. And, you know, we're always thought to think negative or how something can't work. And I'm here and I wanted it to build a business during COVID because COVID was external in my mind. And I just, you know, had a plan, had a strategy and hit the course and hit the ground running and was able to establish a successful business.
Yeah. And you've been in business only months. Would that be accurate?
So I started about last year. I'm coaching because I come from a corporate background. I started with that. But then again, it takes some time to really realize what is it that you want to do? What's your internal desire? And I was kind of navigating and figuring out things, what worked, what didn't. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to do that because it does cost time, money, and energy. But I was willing to invest fully in myself to figure out, you know, what is that one thing that I'm good at? What is that one thing that I can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning if I have to and chase it? And as soon as I found my passion, I'm like, this is it. And, you know, being able to motivate, inspire, you know, coach others, it's just, it's a passion that it has a feeling like no other.
Mensur Pootage, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is an entrepreneur extraordinaire who launched his business during the pandemic. Part of our series about looking into the rationale of jumping off a cliff like this and then making it a reality. When you talk about the three things that you do, public speaking, coaching, and guidance, tell me about those areas of work.
So everything from psychology, everything starts with our mind, right? And I think a lot of people just don't understand that we are programmed by the time we're five. And we have these programs that are in our conscious and subconscious mind that either they create habits to get us to become successful at what we want, or they actually create habits of giving us the same result that we typically don't want. And that's where people get frustrated. And it's a lot of internal work of understanding of how does your internal clock really work? How do you see the world? Why do you see it that way? And, you know, how can you remap the programming to get what it is that you actually want in life? Because most of us, and about 95% of people, they live and they do the same things that are repetitive every single day. So there is no growth. There is no challenge. And that's why a lot of people are unmotivated. They don't know what they want to do. They feel frustrated. And it kind of puts them in a bad vibration. And then they're not achieving what they really want out of life. And we just got to get people unstuck so they can actually live and create the life and the dream that they want, because it's all possible.
One of the things that struck me as I was reading about you on your website, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a link to Mensur's website on our radio blog. One of the things that I was captivated by is how individuals, and you're the classic case of someone who takes adversity, coming to a country, foreign language issues, religious issues, all kinds of things. You take adversity, a stranger in a strange land, and turn it into success. Is that a big part of what motivated you?
I think it is. I think I've seen other people, they were able to succeed and do greatness. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I refer to him. You know, he was also an immigrant. He had this dream of being the best bodybuilder. And, you know, I'm not the tallest guy out there and I didn't weigh the most. But I also had a dream of taking on a bodybuilding show. And, you know, I got into bodybuilding and did powerlifting. And that's just because I wanted it to internally know more about myself, push my limits, take that opportunity to grow and develop, because that's the only way you can get to the next step, right? It's crossing those mental barriers. And when I've seen other people do it, it's pretty much a blueprint that if you work hard, if you have a strategy, if you put your time and energy in it, it will manifest, because that's exactly what your mind will look for. And it looks for what you feed it. So I was feeding myself all the time, the positivity, being around good people, good mentors. And, you know, that's kind of the reflection of our environment. You know, what we put in is what we produce out. And, you know, I'm just honored and blessed.
Now, we mentioned right at the beginning the number of Bosnians in central Iowa, which is astounding, by the way. And one of the things that you said, you wanted to reach out to individuals in that community, but I would suspect that you also work with the majority community, wherever they might be on the planet. Would that be accurate?
That's accurate. I work with business people around the world, and I work with individuals around the world. And as I launched my business, I had an opportunity to work with Les Brown, who happens to be one of the biggest motivational speakers for the past 30 years. And I worked my way up to working with John Tallarico, who happens to be the top 10 consultant coach in the United States. And, you know, it's one of those things that I took my skills from being in the corporate world for about 9 years working in a world leading corporate company. You know, I wanted it to take my skills and utilize all my skills to help others. And I kind of incorporated it into my business because it just made sense. It's a part of me. And, you know, that experience and the knowledge that I have, I don't mind sharing with others because that's what others have done with me. And it just makes this world a better place, especially when you see other people grow, develop, and get past the things that are holding them back.
Launching during a pandemic has its ups and its downs. One of the things that we think is so intriguing is that an individual such as yourself, Mensur, can start a business during the pandemic and be able to succeed because the playing field is level. Now, those individuals out there, or corporations, if I should say, that are major corporations and they have all kinds of floating cash around, they are reduced to doing Zoom meetings as well. And so it gives the entrepreneur, such as Mensur Puttig, the opportunity to compete at the same level. Would you agree?
Absolutely agree. One of the biggest things was, you know, as a motivational speaker, we're used to taking on the stage. And now it's like, okay, we don't have a physical stage, but with technology and everything, you know, Zoom being available, getting a camera and a mic, you can do it from anywhere in the world, even on your phone. And it's just how we utilize our resources, you know, to do what it is that we need to do. And yeah, it's just keeping that open mind. I always say open mind gives you open opportunities, and just love the ability that I can forward think like that, because it definitely shows in the results.
Yeah, I would imagine that getting connected, and so we're going to talk a little bit about how you market yourself, but getting connected with individuals all across this wide spectrum that's out there, you know. Let me just say this. I am friends with numerous business coaches, individuals who have started their coaching careers, whether it's part of a group or on their own. And I have often said you can't swing a cat without hitting one. But there has to be some differentiation between the various coaches that are out there. And I have a feeling, just a hunch, that your life experience does set you a bit apart from many who are out there. And that's not to take a shot at anybody, but you've got life experience that is different than many people. So do you use that in your attempt to market yourself, or how do you make connections now, even during the pandemic?
I definitely use my life experience because it's a part of me, right? So it only makes sense. And, you know, just the ability that we as humans, we don't know everything, right? We learn as we go sometimes. And, you know, I didn't just sit here one day and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. It took some time to think about where I came from, think about how grateful for I am, even though I've experienced some things that bring sadness to me sometimes. But knowing where I came from, where I'm at right now, the ability to improve, the ability to grow, the ability to connect people with people like yourself, and just so many great people out there, that if you're actually following your passion and your dream, you'll make connections to the right people that will actually help you grow your business. And, you know, it's just one of those things that people just have to follow their passion. And, you know, I was always passionate about helping others, and just, yeah, my life experience was my drive. Always wanted it to make my parents proud, was able to buy them the houses, the cars. And I understand those are all materialistic things, but it's the heart inside me that to give back to the people that gave so much for me. And now I'm using that to be able to change the lives of others, and just absolutely love it.
It's an inspiring story, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be able to find out more on Mensur's website. So let's talk again about how are you attempting to connect with people? Is it LinkedIn? Is it social media? Is it phone calls? How do you garner business? How are you best able to market Mensur Puttig?
So right now, just as I'm building my business and the vision and the goal that I have, you know, people can find me on, of course, social media, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. And, you know, I go out there and I kind of make myself known. I'm doing videos about 3 times a week, just going live on Facebook. So people have an understanding of, you know, sometimes I can say one thing that can change a life or a course of an individual that's just watching, you know. And then I have a program that I've built also that I work with one-on-one, or I work with people that are in companies, you know, how to empower their employees, why to empower their employees, you know, and that way they can get the results that they want. And, you know, just looking at big corporate goals, a lot of these companies have goals. But if their employees are not involved emotionally in those goals, it's not a real goal to set. And a lot of these companies actually fail on making these goals because they set the wrong ones to begin with. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I market on social media. I'm going to have a YouTube channel that's going to be coming up within the next couple weeks. So all of that's in the works.
I understand everything that you're going through because, as you may know, we had to bootstrap ourselves when we began our advertising agency. And this program that has matured now over the past 10 or 11, 12 years, it's hard to put it all into perspective where we started and where we've ended up now being an internationally recognized business program. It's fascinating, but it all takes work. And I think so many times, Mensur, people say, oh, you own your own business. That must be nice. You can write stuff off on your taxes. What they don't understand is that you got to have the money to spend so that you can write it off. Would that be accurate?
Let me tell you, that's very accurate. And it's sometimes it's funny how we come to conclusions, but there's a lot bigger picture. And it seems like sometimes we just take a little puzzle out of it. And it can be very, very expensive to run any business, but that's where that passion comes in, right? You got to plan, you got to have a passion, you have to have the goal. It's you got to learn how to save money, right? You can't be going out every single week. If you want to run a business, you better save it for the things that you need so you can generate some income. So it's you learn how to strategize real quick.
All so very true. Mensur Pudige is our guest. Thank you so much for spending time with us. This is really, it's a great story. You have a great website, and you have the drive and ambition and life experience, I think, that does, as I said earlier, set you apart. Thanks for doing this, Mensur.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Once again, that's the voice of Mensur Pudige, an entrepreneur who started his business during the pandemic. And yes, we will have links to his website on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Mensur Pudige, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.